This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey, Sean, how are you doing, man?
Hey, Gareth. Yeah, very good. Thanks yourself.
Good. Monday morning is a good time to think about money. And for a lot of people who would have tried your risk-free savings month, they would have been paid back because you guys would have had to dock up. The Bitcoin price obviously didn't go up. It went down. And as a result, the people who bought at the beginning of the month would have ended up with more money if they'd done it with you than if they'd gone and bought their own, right?
Yeah. No, well, we had quite an expensive risk-free month, but we got a ton of signups. So at the end of the day, it was all a positive on our front. And, you know, we're wanting to get people into the world of crypto investing.
Yeah.
And, you know, the stock market went down last week. The crypto market's up over the weekend, more than 15%. These markets move, right? And
yeah.
If you're in the space over the longer term and the asset class is growing, then generally speaking, you're going to make money. And that's what we're wanting to get people to understand.
Well, I think, first of all, it was a really brave idea of you guys to, you know, to first of all try to do this and to get people to start investing, because obviously people are nervous to get into cryptocurrencies. They're nervous to do anything at the moment. The South African economy is not growing. One of the places you want to put money, though, if you want to hedge your bets against a falling rand, which Anthea spoke about just a moment ago, is actually in cryptocurrencies. And it turns out that that's probably one of the best places you could put it. They're in gold, right?
Yeah, so crypto's got this near zero correlation to other asset classes. If you're looking at cryptocurrency as a whole, or if you just take our top 10 bundle as a proxy for the cryptocurrency market, that's got a 0.02 correlation to gold and a 0.04 correlation to the US stock market.
Right.
Which means that if the stock market had a fall through the floor, Bitcoin, cryptocurrency in general, could be unscathed. If the South African rand had a fall, generally speaking, you know, because cryptocurrencies are denominated in dollars, that's generally going to, you know, hold its value as well quite nicely.
So we're not talking about just Bitcoin here. We're talking about all the cryptocurrencies. Are there any stars, any standout successes in the last couple of weeks? Because it is always in motion. It's always in flux. And we know that people are either backing Ethereum as a you know, kind of what would you call it, a blockchain technology growth sector. It's an indicator of whether or not people are going to be using blockchain in various ways and shapes and forms and applications. But then there's also a bunch of others that are more in your privacy bundle, for example.
Yes, I mean, Ethereum is meant to be, or is trying to be, this world computer.
Yeah.
And there's another five platform-focused blockchains that are looking to do exactly the same thing. You've got NEO, you've got Cardano, and all of these are really, I mean, NEO is like the Chinese Ethereum, if you want to call it that.
Right.
And they're really vying for this world computer top spot. Then on the payment side of things, you know, we all know about Bitcoin, but Bitcoin, as I mentioned in some of the other podcasts, is pretty terrible at actually making payments. I mean, if you're wanting to make a payment for your morning coffee, you don't want to pay 30 Rand transaction fees or 50 Rand transaction fees at certain times. So there you've got Litecoin and you've got Stellar and a lot of these other cryptos, which are just way better when it comes to payments. The difference is that they're not, you know, battle tested over 10 years. They don't have the track record yet of Bitcoin, but the opportunity out there, when you're looking as an example, I mean, you've asked for the standout cryptos of this year. I think Litecoin. I mean, Litecoin's going through a halving event this week, and you know, it's up more than 320% this year. And I mean, it's been quite an investment ride. I mean, Litecoin pulled back quite sharply over the last 2 weeks, and it seems to be gaining some ground again. But I mean, no one's going to look past Bitcoin. I mean, Bitcoin has kind of owned this market for the last while. I think a lot of institutional investors in the States, you've got Grayscale in the US that have been punting Bitcoin as an investment option and as a store of value and kind of as this alternative to gold. And that's fantastic, but institutions haven't come around to the rest of the asset class. They haven't yet got Ethereum futures out in the market. And if there's going to be institutional money that moves into this space, then you need futures. You need slightly more complex derivative products that these big institutions can invest in. So we believe that there's a very big opportunity looking at the likes of Ethereum or looking at the likes of Ripple. They've been deemed to not be securities by the UK regulator and by the US regulators.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing from your point of view that they've been deemed not to be securities?
I think it's good over the short term because over the short term, they're still trying to figure out what exactly these are. If they had deemed them to be securities, you would have probably seen a whole bunch of securitized products kind of be built around these cryptocurrencies, and it would have probably stifled innovation a little bit. Over the long term, there needs to be some sort of specific crypto regulation. And we're hoping that, you know, the likes of Malta, Switzerland, Singapore, they kind of pave the way in the space.
Okay. All right. That's optimistic. Tell me about Stellar. I mean, I'm interested in what makes that, you know, that particular cryptocurrency different.
It really just focuses more on peer-to-peer payments, right?
Right.
It makes a 15 Rand or 20 Rand or microtransaction, as we otherwise call it, a lot cheaper than maybe using the Bitcoin or Litecoin networks.
Okay.
And Stellar is looking to become this more peer-to-peer cryptocurrency. It's kind of this crypto 3.0 cryptocurrency, whereas Bitcoin is this version 1.0.
Right. All right, Sean. So the upcoming month, are you feeling optimistic? Are there any indicators or potential deals on the horizon that will suddenly give a spike to all the cryptocurrencies? We'll see a rising tide that lifts all boats?
Well, I think as long as we're going to see the U.S. Regulators and the monetary committees around the world lowering interest rates, as soon as they're nervous about their economies.
Yeah.
And industrial output is decreasing globally. You need this alternative asset class that's not correlated to traditional output or traditional productivity. And that's where we see crypto as really filling that gap. And we think that there's quite a lot of opportunity, certainly over the next 6 months. It's kind of weird to say, but should the stock markets continue to be rattled by the likes of Trump and whatnot, that's where crypto can really shine.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's essentially the big opportunity that we're seeing over the short term.
Well, you're going to hedge your bets. You're going to hedge them against governments and against the vagaries of currencies. Then maybe this is exactly the thing for you. I like it. All right. Thank you, Sean Sanders. We will keep up to date. And if you haven't signed up already for Revix, go and do it ASAP, REVIX.com. And you can go and join up immediately. It's really easy. You put in, I put in for the risk-free savings, I put in 5 grand, but you could put in much less if you want to. And you could see what happens. Join up. They've got a whole bunch of indexes that track the best performing cryptocurrencies. You don't have to do much thinking. You put your money in there, leave it alone. Chances are you'll do better than governments.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I'm going to check this out. REVIX.
That's correct. Revix.com. And that's beyond Bitcoin. You can find out more by joining us next Monday for another episode. And you might want to go and check out the other details of what Revix have got on offer there in terms of what the different indexes are, because it's really interesting stuff. If you've missed any of it, you can also go and listen to the podcasts from before. There's a whole page of just interviews with Sean and his business partner, Louis, and the two of them talking about what they've done, what they offer, and how you can find out more.
This is CliffCentral.com.